We have a great group from Urban Impact today. It's fun for me because I cannot see them yet. They are exactly at the radio studio equivalent of a blind spot. But I'm going to go out and be with them in a minute. We're going to get them started once I know that they're ready to go from our engineers. I've been given a big thumbs up. They can hear me and they can see me. They've got three classics that you're going to get a chance to hear from. Please join me now live on the Saturday Light Brigade as we welcome the Urban Impact Jazz Band. Urban Impact Jazz Band, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I'm going to turn to the trumpet player first, Cole Lewis. Cole, have you been here before?
Yes, I was here last fall.
I thought so. Cole is 15 and blowing.
I'm actually 16. I forget. I just forget sometimes, and I let 15 pass. So that's my bad. I'm sorry.
No worries. You can be whatever you want to be. When was your birthday?
My birthday was March 22nd.
I always have to do the math. If somebody asks me how old I am, I have to like go to the day and the year and do that. I just remember not just that you played trumpet exceptionally well at a age of 14 or 15, however old you were when you were here, but I remembered your style of playing in particular and kind of the soul and passion you put into playing. What's your journey been like getting to be so at one with that instrument?
Well, for me, I've like gone back and forth between trumpet and piano over the years. Like, for example, last summer, Urban Impact did a show called As You Like It, It's Shakespeare, and we adapted the music. A person at Urban Impact did that, and we all played to it in a very bluesy kind of style, and I was on organ for that. So, yeah, I've just really, it's really been through my own interest in, like, the music. Like, I've really loved jazz for a few years now.
Excellent. Is there anybody you would like to give a shout-out to or acknowledge?
Hi, Mom. I'm just saying Mom, even though I doubt she's watching at the moment because I can show it to her later. And it's also Mother's Day, so yeah.
Yeah, a day before Mother's Day. Let's meet the person who is on keys, who is Elizabeth Hansen. Were you here the last time, too? I thought so.
Yes, I was. It was very exciting.
It is. And tell me about the song you just played and any stories behind it or coming together. I think it's a Wayne Shorter tune, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty short one. We started playing that one last fall. So we do a Christmas show at Urban Impact called Light the Night. And for around a half an hour, while everybody's getting seated, getting in their places, chaos going on backstage, we're kind of sitting next to the stage. We're playing tunes. We're dragging them out, stretching them, playing infinite solos, just to kind of get through it. So we had, I think, 4 or 5 songs, but that was probably my favorite from last semester. So I got to be in charge of the set list for today. So I was like, oh, we're doing this one, even though it wasn't the semester.
It's nice to get to be in charge of the set list. That means when we get ready to play the next song, when you get ready to play the next song, I know who to go to. Do you play other instruments as well?
I do. I play the guitar, not with Urban Impact, but, you know, just for fun. I dabble in other things. I have an accordion that I haven't gotten the chance to play. It's really funny. I was at rehearsal at jazz band. I was I don't remember, one of the other kids and I were joking around, and I was like, dude, I've always wanted to learn to play the accordion. And then Mr. Lorenz was like, do you want to? We have one in the basement. And I was like, yeah. So I have an accordion in my room now. It's not utilized as much as I would like it to be, but that's something to work on over the summer.
See, that's you make that claim and all of a sudden somebody can make it true and have you do it. Would you like to acknowledge anybody or say hello?
Yes, my mom and my sister are here. Obviously, this isn't over the radio, but they're here and they're really cool. My sister runs her own radio show in Findlay, Ohio, near Baltimore, in the North Baltimore region. I don't remember what it is, but she's really cool. She's super passionate about the radio, and she's invited me along to guest host on her little radio show sometimes, so that's super fun. I'd also like to say thank you to all my friends who are listening or who are listening back, because you're cool and I love you, friends. Hi.
And your mom's doing some cross-stitching?
Yes, she is. She started, I don't remember when she started that, but she started it sometime over the winter, and it's super fun for the America 250th anniversary. It's got a sailboat and a flag and an eagle and all the, like, fun America stuff. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you, and you're 18, right? And we might as well meet everybody. And next up, we have our drummer, Jameer Hughes, and also, I think you were here last time around, weren't you? Tell us a little bit about yourself and if you would like to say hello to anybody.
Yeah, I'm Jameer. I play drums. Been playing for like 9 or 10 years. And I would like to say hi to my mom, just supporting me and figuring out rides and stuff is we live 30 minutes away from where we rehearse, and for every Monday, I have to like ask like who's taking me to jazz band? Are you driving me? Who's picking me up? And she's always the one that organizes that. So thank you.
Where do you guys rehearse?
We rehearse at the diocese. It's in the north side. It's a church.
Because I noticed you're in Wilkinsburg, and the other two people we spoke to are in Monroeville, and Mr. Lorenz, who we're going to talk to in a moment, is also in Monroeville. So I think, we'll find out. Northside. He's Northside. I misread my notes here. Any other shout-outs or hellos that we may have missed?
I don't know, just my family in general.
Well, excellent. I want to encourage you to send us a text if you would like to at 412-200-5975, and I will relay it to the group. I'm going to come back and talk with Lorenz Jefferson, manager of music at Urban Impact, I think after their next song. But let's get you going. I know what to do to find out the name of the next song. I'm going to go to the set list manager. That's your new title. Again, you can text us if you have some feedback or words for today's musicians. What's next?
The next song is called One Note Samba. I'm very excited.
This is the Urban Impact Jazz Band. There you have the Urban Impact Jazz Band, and I just put up a short video from that last song if you want to kind of picture what's going on. Their next public performance, you have time to get ready for it, because I think it's August 8th at the New Hazlett Theater, and I'll turn to Lorenz Jefferson to ask, is that right, or is there something else coming up?
Yeah, that first full weekend of August, we're back at the New Hazlett, and for a couple of years we haven't been able to be over there, and super excited to do to put all of our performing arts pieces within the that department together, the dance, the singing, and the instrumental, and even art, kind of putting all together over at the New Hazlitt for our show called the Urban Impact Live.
If and I hate to always point out ages here, but we've got Jameer, who's 14, I think, and Jameer's our drummer. Elizabeth on keys is 18. Cole is 16. Lorenz is playing bass today as an adult. But these students are really playing first class parts, and they've been part of your program. Are you ever looking for additional students, or how can people get engaged with your work?
Yeah, we're always looking for students. You know, one of the big things that Urban Impact is, and especially our department, performing arts department, is we're all about, you know, redeeming the arts, making sure that the arts are redeemed so that they can be able to be used to share out to all people. So very excited to have any student that comes along that does that. So
what's the best way for them to get in touch? Would it be going probably to UI, Urban Impact, UIFPGH.org?
That's it. I'm actually, yeah, go there, and then we have our website, and that you can find all the information you need. And whether you want to set yourself up to volunteer, those that want to get involved that way, but also too, students to get for parents to get students registered for those programs.
Yeah, you can also simply learn more about the programs available and see if they make sense for you. They're located right on the north side, next to Allegheny General Hospital. I drive by every day on my way here and during the week too. I'm going to go to Elizabeth for the next song to have her tell us what it is. But anything else you wanted to say about these students, or in general about Urban Impact?
Yeah, just students. The first there is that these young people, they come in every week, and they find their ways there. And yeah, when they come in, they come in ready to work and ready to just polish their gifts. And I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to do that with them in this stage. And you know, the hopes is that they not only learn music, but they are able to grow in their character and in their faith, and then just students and or just citizens that are ready and willing to impact their communities wherever they are.
It's a great way of expressing it, causing ripples within everybody that you're working with, and also beyond them as they share music with other people. Elizabeth, it's time for you to identify the last song, and what's that going to be?
Yes, the last song is Billy's Bounce.
A great Charlie Parker tune. Here, the Urban Impact Jazz Band. Thank you.
Urban Impact Jazz Band, and what a great performance from them. You can learn more about their work by going to UIF, Urban Impact Foundation, UIFPGH.org.